Why? Because he just kept to the committee as about 8 or 9, or perhaps sometimes 10. He just kept to Ravi there. If he won't get anything done, Ravi was a show.
And
that was a good training ground for him in the state council. He gets a training. Within the committee, he gets a training. In any time to the state council, people are rather self-conscious and the town, they are frightened to know that they make mistakes and people laugh at them. He gets a little upset. Nobody will laugh. Only 6% will have been done, he gets lost. So he has a good training ground for them to work within the council itself, in the state council.
How did Bandar Nayaka get on with his committee and...
Very well, very well. In fact, he was... most of people like, you know, at the beginning, it was R. Satyanavala, the Maitre, he was a close friend. Then it was Rajiv Kari, then Jajir Kuruko, Mr. Kiripala Samarapati.
What sort of chap was he?
He was a typical Indian. He took an interest in a subject only if it helps his people.
I was wondering whether anybody within the committee was rather obstreperous and always creating difficulties for Mr. Bandar
Nayaka? No. Only in one stage, Mr. Kripala Samarapati had some different opinion with regard to a particular matter, and at that time, openly they said, but nothing.
On what?
That is, Mr. Bandar Nayaka had instructed all the local authorities not to give not to contribute to the war hunt. That is not our war. Then later on, when certain things happened and all that, Mr. Bandar Nayaka actually agreed to withdraw that. Sripala Samarapati is not like that. The withdrawal. Original instructions were all right. He agreed entirely. But later withdrawal is not like that.
The original instructions were with the concurrence of the committee, was it?
Yes, because that's the whole ministry.
I was wondering whether the executive committee system was rather slow and cumbersome, whether it was difficult to get things done.
No. Executive committee met every week, sometimes twice a week. We had a class. Now, our class at that time was Mr. E.W. Ganangal. First, before he came in, there was somebody else. And the new class, Mr. E.W. Ganangal. And the commissioner of local government was Mr. Kaufman, H.F. Kaufman.
I was wondering whether the process of getting something important came up.
Yes.
The committee might not be sitting. Could the minister take a decision?
Every week, the minister had the power.
So it was possible for the minister to act and then come back and get your approval.
The minister can say that and report that to the committee and they approve. Mm-hmm.
That happened sometimes.
Yes. But usually the committee met every week. But if there's a matter, brought to notice of the minister that action must be taken immediately or within the next few hours, then we take action and tell us what we have done.
Didn't you find it rather awkward at times in that Mr. Bandar Nayaka was always tended to be late for meetings and things like that?
That's so. Very often you are late.
Then what happened to the chairmanship? You waited for him to come?
No, he comes late, say about sometimes half an hour late, sometimes 15 minutes late, like that. Not too late. But on such days, we have to sit long. And then you go on to 2 o'clock. Always, you sit at 10 o'clock. or 9:30 sometimes, sometimes 9 o'clock. And we go on to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
How did the committee get on with Mr. Kanangara and with Kaufman?
No trouble.
Kaufman was approachable and...
Kaufman, he did not show that he did not cooperate, but he took up this attitude. He did not show, he had certain powers. He refused to exercise those powers. He said, I'm only your boss. That attitude he took.
So in effect he was transferring certain decisions to you?
Huh?
He was transferring certain responsibilities to the committee?
That's right. It is not in that way. Not that he wanted to transfer, but actually he did not want to act. There were certain things he did, very democratic, which he didn't like probably.
You always said that he had a certain reserve, certain qualifications with reference to his cooperation.
Yes, his cooperation was not openly withheld, but he, in my attitude, dear friend, dilatory tactics you could have sometimes.
What about the chief secretaries and others? Did they attend any of your meetings?
Who?
The chief secretaries. The
chief secretaries?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Wedderburn.
Chief secretary was?
Tyrrell, Wedderburn.
Who was this? Green Company.
Green
Company. Was Thompson or? No. Before that, who was the man?
Tyrrell.
Tall man, very tall man.
Bodilon.
Huh?
Bodilon?
No.
Woods.
Green Thompson came as a Governor General Club later on. No. This man never came back. I forget his name. Mr. Collins for the finance, in the secretary to finance, you see. Drayton, the legal secretary. Legal secretary.
Wedderburn.
Was it Wedderburn? Wedderburn was before that. Wedderburn, I think, never came up to the standard of a... He was a government agent, I thought.
No, he afterwards became...
It was maybe 1931. I came in 1936. He used to attend.
Who?
A copy of our agenda, a copy sent to him. Sent to them. So if he finds that it's a matter that he has got people, then we come.
Oh, I see.
He, the financial secretary, the legal secretary.
Did you feel that these European officers tended to block you?
Oh, yes. All many places. Practically, if they think that certain matter is going to go too far in the sense that you did not like the democratic measure and they undermine their position.
Can you recall any particular incident or example?
People who would have found out was who were in the position of ministers at that time, because they wouldn't have got the financial support for the various projects which they wanted. Some they have got to get the money from the finance secretary. So he saw that progress was not possible because of that. I forget, there were several instances. I can't recall my mind just now. We have to...
Wasn't there some friction between the ministers and these three policemen?
Oh yes. There was friction between the modern ministers. Mm-hmm. Modern ministers and friction.
But in time, as time passed, didn't the cooperation improve, especially with Drayton, Nihil, Collins? By the war years, hadn't the situation improved?
During the war years, I believe there's a certain amount of cooperation. But then the man who... There was very little construction work done at that time. It was only a matter of just carrying on the war. So this man was here only a bit later.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. state a member to us. We did the state council well, state council said, but this man was like a dictator. He is,
what sort of chap was he? Did he get on well with the state council?
Really? Nice fellow, nice chap, but very shrewd, very shrewd. He would get things done without you knowing that you are doing it. Very shrewd. That's why they continue. And he threw himself fully into the life of the, among the life of the people. He never shown that he had no reservation. But the actual income is different.
You mean he was not aloof? He
makes it. He was not aloof. He didn't show that he was aloof.
Caldicott?
Caldicott, I did not see. He's a good man. He's a very good man.
He seems to have got on better with the ministers than those who came earlier.
I think Caldicott got on better.
What sort of chap was Collins?
Collins? Also very shrewd man, very shrewd man. He was the finance minister. He was a finance secretary. Very shrewd man, and he was the man who used to, never showed a bad face to you, always smiling. But one of the shrewdest people I have ever come across.
Wasn't one of the troubles with the executive committee system the fact that you each worked in a compartment? For instance, you were in local government.
Yes.
Didn't you find sometimes that transport and works did not cooperate, or they went on a different path?
There were some cases of disagreement, but as far as the local government, local administration is concerned, this disagreement didn't go very far. We just settled up things. Mr. Patanayak is a man who always out for cooperation and out to pacify. He didn't want to go.
You were in this executive committee till 1947?
Yes.
And then with Mr. Bandanayake you joined the UNC?
Yes. The whole, at that time we had the single Mahathabai. Whole of the single Mahathabai. We decided after 2 days debate. People of rank and file, the people are opposed joining the UNP.
Oh, but they were?
Yes. But Mr. Bandaranaik has specified that when he spoke to my remember, he spoke for 1.5 hours.
Was there any important man who didn't want to join the UNP? Any people within the Mahasabha?
No, I don't want anybody. It's mostly the people from the interior, people from outstation.
What did they want to do?
What?
Did they want to form a separate party or?
Separate group. Let us fight the election and separate group. And then we will see after election.
What was Mr. Ratnayake's attitude?
Ratnayake was out to form the UNP.
But actually Mr. Srinivasanta would have opposed him.
Srinivasanta was nothing but his best friend. Srinivasanta came in only in 1952, I believe.
Yes.
52.
Yes, but in 47,
yes.
I think just after the election,
yes.
He and his left people were trying to form a coalition government.
That is in 1947.
Yes.
47.
Mr. Bandaranaike, or you did
that? There were some people. Actually, 47 elections resulted in a minority for the UNP. Minority, when I said they didn't have sufficient to form a government.
There were lots of independents.
What?
There were several independents.
Several independents. And so, the result was that a number of people came and asked me to come. I think even Aluvihare kept out. People like Philip Nivadana, Anandarera, and then if they had all supported Mr. Bandaranaike, they would have been very good majority.
He refused to accept this offer of
becoming Prime Minister.
Why?
He thought that he was still too young, and he should join the UNP and then work out. And after when his time comes, he people say that he is ambitious at this time.
But isn't it correct to say that at this stage,
yes.
D.S. Senanayake promised
yes.
that within a few years, or even within a year,
yes.
he would himself go up become Governor General and Mr. Bandanayake.
Oh yes, oh yes. Well, he said publicly. Pachyama. Pachyama, yes. I think it's a one village in his constituency, meeting of the constituency. There's a big reception for him. And Mr. Bandanayake beside him. And Mr. Bandanayake wanted me also to come. I went with him. So the people starting chasing Vijayasiranayake, saying he's our hometown king and all the rest of it. And then Vijayasiranayake in his speech, he said, if you say that I'm your king, you must understand this is my eldest son, Petra Bandarana, he is my eldest son, he will succeed us.
No, more specifically, I was wondering whether in a personal conversation, he promised Mr. Bandaranaike that within a year or so,
he could
become a prime minister.
That's true. They made use of it, full use of it. At every difficult position, Bandaranaike helped them get out of the difficulty. And finally let them down. When they were strong enough, they came down.
Isn't it correct to say that the Senanayake clique and Oichi were very adept at buying over people with favors, money, certain sort of what I call...
Doing them for consideration? Nice.
If they had an obstacle, they would promise a knighthood or this or that.
The way that honors were given at that time goes to show that.
Then what happened in the period between 47 and 51?
Yes.
What led Mr. Bandaranaike to move away?
Mr. Bandaranaike was having the Singara Masa at that time. You see, Mr. Bandaranaike felt that the government was not progressive enough. And probably he also must have felt at that time that he is not going to be given his proper place. He might have felt that also. He never told us anything. But he actually felt that his policy and his principle had no chance of success in a setup like that. So he brought them to the Singara Masa. And he got through about 7 or 8 resolutions. The meeting was held at Modampe, Ichilam.
That's 1951.
51. So, and we sent up this resolution to Mr. Senanayake and asked him whether he would not consider this resolution implemented. Dear Senanayake threw it away, not even looked at it.
Bandaranaike took it to him personally or?
No, he sent it to him by one of the members of the party. Actually, I was asked to take it. But I felt it was not proper for me to take it because I was a parliamentary secretary at that time. So it was not right for me to take the prime minister. So I thought the best thing is had happened out by this somebody in the party.
What was he trying to do? He was trying to force them into a more progressive part?
No, certain things I actually forget the resolution, you see. That one thing was about religion. But another thing was about the language. Like things like that, you see. I actually forget that some lessons are still available.
Isn't it correct to say that Mr. Bandaranaike moved away from them also A, because they were not keeping up to the promise,
yes,
and B, because in the cabinet,
yes,
he found that they were belittling him,
yes,
putting him into the background?
Yes. He never told us anything, but we now see that was the position at that time. You will be greatly interested in a small booklet written by Sir Claude Correa's son, Harim Correa.
Mm-hmm.
Harim Correa. He came here as a barrister, but I don't know where he is. A small booklet he told. That gives the entire insight to the whole situation of Mr. Bandaranaike's position from 1947 up to the time he resigned.
Don't you think, though, that he chose a wrong moment, or
wrong issue to recite, to cross the floor on that day he crossed, was not on a big issue, it was on a small thing, wasn't
what
it?
What was it?
When he crossed the floor?
Crossed the floor. Crossed the floor because there's an attitude to implement those resolutions.
Oh, I see.
He didn't even want to look at them. That was the position.
Did he tell you that he was going to cross that day?
I did not know that. In fact, I was not here on that day. I had gone to Horn. That old servant of mine, he went over there, said, I have this case, and we will see what you can do for me. So I took an advocate from Colombo and went to Horn. So my fellow was discharged. By the time I returned here to Colombo, I went straight to the state council. It was late, and I hear cheering and thumping and all the rhetoric inside. So I slowly opened the door and saw Mr. Bandaranaike speaking from the official side. That was a fresh intimation I had, that he had crossed. Before that, he hadn't told us.
So what did you do when you were faced?
I did not know what to do. You see, I went home. But I was thinking, what is my position now? So, finally, I came to the conclusion that I have to do my duty. My duty is by Mr. Bandaranaike. So I did that. I went to the state council to give my resignation to the clerk. Then I met Mr. Bandaranaike there. That is the first time I met him after he resigned.
That's before you had given your resignation,
yes.
You met him in the corridor?
Yeah. Then he has been searching for him, but I avoided him. Then he told me, AP, what I said, there is no use of preaching to me now. I already decided. What have you decided? I'm crossing over. I said, I only came to discuss the matter with Ralph Bernagler, just to find him how I'm going to write this letter. Which way? I asked you to. And then you come along with me, and he brought me he got to my car. I used to drive my car those days, go to my car. And you come along with me, I come to your car, I let my car follow. So he went at his house, he was midway. He told me how to write. I wrote the letter.
So you didn't meet Mr. Darinagala?
Huh?
You didn't meet Mr. Darinagala?
No, I sent it. I sent it by special messenger. And that day itself I had a meeting at Horna. I sent it to one to the Governor General, one to a copy of it to Mr. Chiranayake. And
Who else crossed over? Mr. Rajapaksa crossed over, didn't he?
Yes. Rajapaksa crossed over. At that time, there was a George R. De Silva of this Green Street, Kottayana. He crossed over. He was Jayavira Kulupu, D.S. Gunasekara of Gaul. D.S. Gunasekara. Then six of us crossed over.
But wasn't Mr. Bandaranaike disappointed? Didn't he expect more people to follow him?
He did expect. He expected more people. He was disappointed.
In fact, how do you explain the fact that people like Mr. Ratnayake and Mr. Gunawardena didn't follow him?
Yes.
How would you explain
Mr.
that?
Mr. Gunawardena was with us. I think he was not in Parliament at that time.
In Rome?
Yes. No, at this time, at the time Mr. Bandaranaike crossed over, he went to Rome later.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bandaranaike crossed over, he was not a member of Parliament.
Yes, election petition holder.
He lost the seat. Then he was with us right through. Then we were forming this Freedom Party, SLFP, forming the Freedom Party, and only myself, this Alvihari, Bernard Alvihari, Srinath Sankar, and one or two others, but some of us altogether joined in the formation of the SLFP.
Yes. Who were the inner core? I mean, take the first few meetings. You must have had some meetings to form the party.
Yeah.
Who were the key people there? Mr. Nisanka, Bernard Alivihare?
Bernard Alivihare, Mr. Nisanka, myself, Jayavira Kulupu. About 10 or 12.
Vernon Gunasekara?
Huh?
Vernon Gunasekara?
No. I don't remember. No, I don't think so. Then Rajarishilva. R. Sabinwadra's name also was there. He appeared in the newspaper. At that time, R. Sabinwadra negotiating for a foreign appointment with the UMP, Mr. Bandaranaike. None of us knew. So
he didn't come to the meeting.
No, he didn't come to the meeting. In the earlier edition of the Times of Ceylon, all these things appeared. Later edition, Arthur Vinod's name had been deleted. I saw it first. I ran up to Mr. Mallavanagh and told him what it is. And there was a blank. The place where Arthur Vinod's name was, there was a blank. Very strange. At that time, Arthur Vinod was first. So we came to the hospital to see him, both Mr. Mallavanagh and myself. And he said, Arthur, what is this? Your name. But even at that time, he didn't tell Mr. Mallavanagh his position. No, I'm with you, that sort of thing. As we were leaving, he called me to AP, I'd like to see you alone. Can you come over sometime in the evening or tomorrow morning? I said, yes. So I told Mr. Mallavanagh. This is what Arthur Vinod told me. Go, you better go. I had to find out what you are going to say. So I went. When I went, he said, AP, I have practically lost everything. I left him. I had an only son. I spent everything I had on that son. I couldn't save it at the time. As you know, you are at all age, you know. I'm my president. I had asked you, Jayachandra, to speak to Mr. Yasir, and I have to get a political appointment for me outside. You see? So, as soon as Jayachandra saw this, he came running to me. And he said, what have you done? How can I speak? What am I to say? I have already spoken with Mr. Yasinak about it. What am I to say now? That is how you have to delete it. Get it, delete, name deleted. And I said, but why didn't you tell Mr. Mallavanagh that when he came each morning? But why, if you had told me about it far more, and before you did that, you should have told him. That would be far more honest. No, I don't know how to tell him. What to tell him, I don't know. You explain the situation. I can explain the situation, you see. But the situation is not very... good, I said. Don't you think so? But you agree? If you had told Mr. Sinanayake, Mr. Mallavanagh, the whole story, and said, I am helpless because of this. Even this morning when he came to see you, he did not give me telling the actual facts. I told Mr. Mallavanagh. So Mr. Mallavanagh did it without. And that is, he, not only that, he had gone to Gampala, and before he, when he got his appointment to Rome, Before he went to Gampala and asked all those people not to support the SLP at any time.
DS must have asked him to do that.
Yeah. So that is how RSS severance came up.
And Ratnayake?
Ratnayake, of course, the moment we broke off and formed the SLP, He stuck to the all those people, Eddie Nugabala, this man, even Mr. Rabbi Sivanayak was a member of our party at that time.
In fact, isn't it rather strange that after the UNP was formed, the Signala Mahasabha continued to have meetings?
Who?
After the UNP was formed,
yes.
The Signala Mahasabha remained as a party.
Yes.
That's a party within a party.
Yes. No, actually, Signala Mahasabha was retained. It was more as a separate entity with some similes. Mm-hmm.
And could you tell me about the SLFP in its early years, from 51 to 56?
Yes.
Including the 52...
51 to 56?
Yes.
Yes.
What were the difficulties you had? Finance, support, what were the...
In fact, financially, we were very badly off. All the money that was needed from 90, from the time we formed the, I think you mean the time we formed the SLFP, from the time we formed the SLFP to 1956, actually the expenditure was met by Mr. Mallavanagh, from his own personal fund. Every function, every meeting, all that.
Didn't you, in 55-56, didn't you get support from some other quarters, some individuals?
We didn't try, but anybody giving explanation to you, accepting among the members, we used to collect whenever, for any particular purpose, we wanted, we used to collect the money. That was hardly sufficient even for the annual general meeting, that was hardly sufficient. Mr. Mallavanagh, his personal funds that came in.
What about the D'Souzas? Wasn't Sidney D'Souza, one of the founder members?
Sidney D'Souza came in only in 56. That was the election.
Not Stanley.
I think even of his, all his relations, only one man is focused, his uncle Horace Bishop.
Of all whose relations?
Yes.
Bandhanayaka?
Yes, Mr. Bandhanayaka. His number of relations, real relations. Only person he spoke to was his uncle. Those days his uncle used to come to Kalambu, whenever he came to Kalambu, he used to stay at the Orient Club. He used to stay for 2 or 3 days and then go back to his estate. Then, Kachamana Raya told me that I want to go to go and see Forrester today. He is coming to the stage, this Oriental. Will you come with me? I said, I'll come with you anywhere. So we went, you see. Then we were discussing. I told Mananda, I'll be outside. I don't want to. You must be having, you are speaking to your uncle, so you must be having some private matters. I said, no, AP, there's nothing private. No, no. I prefer to stay. All right. So, this Forest of Basic, that is very high regard for me, I hear after that, for that very, very, very thing, you see, and for having been with Banda Raishuru. So, then we were discussing everything, and only Forest, I think, gave him 10 or 15,000 rupees. He was also interested in the program, he didn't come back something like that.
Mr. Banana.
Forester. But he gave him, I think, 15,000 rupees he gave him in 2 installments. That was the only financial thing he got, except in somebody on the telephone.
Interview continued on another school. Is it correct to say that one reason why Mr. Bandhanayaka became dissatisfied with this Senanayaka group?
Yes.
Was because he found that his local committees,
yes,
were being challenged by his rural development society, which OEG and others had started under another ministry.
Yes.
Is that correct? That there was some competition?
Well, rural development societies actually were the movement as such came in, even before there were rural development societies in the country, various places. But the movement itself, sponsored by the government, came in because they found Mr. Mandana gaining a lot of influence through the local bodies.
So they were trying to counteract that?
Contact that. They were to counteract that.
You knew that yourself?
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Mandana interviewed a number of other things, you see. Village committees, he made them responsible for health units. That is, the annoyed or the idea of appointing these health nurses in these areas, and also the MOHs should conduct in various central places sort of clinics for expectant mothers. Expectant mothers could come there. They are all sponsored by the health committees. Health committees have got to see to the functioning of those centers. If you expect the mothers to come there, MOH or the health nurse come there, give them advice. And if the health nurse thinks that she should have need the advice of a doctor, she used to ask her to make appointments to the DMO and take a DMO or the MOH, you see. Mothers used to come there periodically, get themselves examined and advice and all that. And then he started giving them, there were certain mothers who had no milk. He started giving them a certain sum of money to buy, for the youth coming, to buy and keep a skipping stock. Numbers, things like lactogen. At that time, lactogen was the craze, okay? Lactogen. They keep there and they give them to the expectant mothers, okay? when they needed them. No doubt it was to counteract that they started it.
Have you any evidence to show that they scheme this so as to check Mr. Bandhanayaka's influence?
Actually, we can't say that we have any evidence, but the work that was entrusted to the rural development society was the work that the village committees were doing, accepting the pure and simple VC work, looking into the roads and things like that. The social amenities were just the very thing that these people were doing.
So they took it from them and gave it to these people. I think going on, after the SLFP was formed, in the course of the next few years, didn't you combine with various other groups? For instance, didn't you have some talks with
the radical party,
WA, De Silva, MWH, De Silva,
yes,
and others, and they joined as a referee eventually.
But, you know, Mr. M. W. Silva also was the president of the party. He called the Republican Party.
The Republican Party.
You see? And just before the, I believe, just before the 1950 elections, they decided to amalgamate with the SLSP.
Did you go for those talks with them?
Huh?
Did you have talks?
No, they had talks.
But didn't W.A. de Silva oppose it?
Yes. W.A. de Silva himself came. Himself and several others. Walvin A. de Silva, he was one of them. Mr. William Perra was one of them. And like that.
Did all of them
agree?
Agree.
To join? The SLSP. And merge the Republican Party in the SLSP.
I thought Walvin A. de Silva didn't want to come under Mr. Bamanai.
He did not want.
So he left.
He did not leave immediately. Mm-hmm. He was with the SLSP and I think he got some financial help from various people. So I was the treasurer and the secretary at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to come and tell me he did certain things. But later on, he left.
Okay.
But before the government, he was not there.
What about the Bhasha Perumana? How did you come to form the MEP in
1956? MEP was Mr. Bandar Nayaka at the beginning, to tell you the truth, we hadn't enough money to fund to put forward large number of candidates. Okay? Nor did we have the organization right to the country. We formed the party in 1952, in 56 the election, within 4 years. So when the approach was made by these various people, he accepted it. Bhasha Perumana was the people who was interested in pushing up Ceylon as a national language. People like Mr. Dahanayaka, Somavira Chandrasiri of Kathbara, and 2 or 3 others like that, you see. Then Philip Kunavadana is the VLSSP, but he also came in.
Iriyagola?
Iriyagola also was an independent, as an independent he joined. Iriyagola. And there was some independence also. Okay.
Who were the key men behind Bhasha Perumana? Was Buddha Rakita one of them?
Buddha Rakita, I believe so. At that time, yes. Most of the Buddhist priests were there. The real man was Somavira Chandrasiri. He was the man. And Kodora Dhana, I guess.
Isn't it correct to say that Iriyagola and maybe Somavira Chandrasiri, before they approached Mr. Bandar Nayaka, they even had talks with Dudley Sebanayake, because Dudley had left the UNP.
Yes.
Is it correct?
Iriyagola.
This group thought of getting Dudley to come forward.
I'm not quite sure. Quite possible. But Dudley was not the president of the party at that time. Mm-hmm. It was Sajong. Quite possible.
So, was there a lot of bargaining when you all met and decided to form the MEP or
with the other
groups?
With the various groups.
Mm.
There was not bargaining so much, but the leaders of the various parties expected to be in office. One of
the conditions. But they all agreed to have Mr. Bandar Nayaka as the head. There's no doubt about that.
So that didn't worry us very much, because in the formation of the cabinet, the pure SLSP people didn't have enough members to be hold the cabinet position. So Mr. M.W. Silva was made the Minister of Justice, and Dahanayaka was Minister of Education. That was the time when Stanley Minister of Finance.
What about, it would be correct then to call the MEP a very loose coalition?
Yeah, very good coalition. Because we It was just an ad hoc condition.
Then, who was in charge of the funds? Did you pool the funds or did each group see to it?
Who?
Did you collect the funds together and pool all the money you had for the election campaign together? Or did you let each party, say, Philip's party and others?
Well, the SLFP, SLFP fought alone. The others had to finance themselves.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you give each other mutual support?
Yes.
Did you go and speak in the other constituencies?
Yes, Mr. Bannerman went to all the constituencies, formed the group. He went to Philip Kurumandra, he went to Philip Kurumandra.
But no money?
No money. No money. Except in one case, I think some was, well, I forget who it was.
He had been a very big year.
Oh, man who fought for him was a one of the, some this huge man, rich man. He had no money. So I was named it, the support he had was mainly my supporter. And when I saw some business, I found the man who had put down. So I spoke to Mr. Vandar and I got him some money. That was the only occasion when one of their people had, because he had no money at all.
What about the SLFP funds itself? From apart from Mr. Bandaranaike and Mr. Forrester Obeysekara, yes. Did you get money from the Bhasha Pyramid?
Oh yes, we got money from. At the beginning, you see, our actually it was Mr. Bandaranaike. He had no money himself.
Now in 56, in 56.
56 also.
Mm-hmm.
56 also at the beginning. Beginning he had no, he also had no money. So I put in my wife, who is no more now, she put in something and get her money to be. And that was because of a loan, not that. He couldn't afford to get donate to her daughter. He had this money. And that's how we started. And later on, we had to borrow some money.
What about the Kelaniya temple? Didn't they have a lot of money?
Who?
Buddha Kelaniya temple.
Well, you mean this
Buddha Rakita's? No. Buddha Rakita's temple. I thought they put in some of them.
Yeah, no, we had no money. We had to keep up a very high standard. We? His place was, he had a liquor cellar and all that. He had no money to give, but he supported against this.
But how did they work? Would it be correct to say that in 56, the influence of the priest was crucial? That is to say that the Buddhist priest, through conviction, worked against the UNP?
He worked for the Celestial Court, yes. Number of them worked against the UNP. Because I suppose some of them must have had for no reason. Some of those political.
Were you aware that they were working for you, or did they do it independently?
Would you say?
Yes.
They worked independently. They worked independently, but we were aware. Some of us were aware. Because I was running the election campaign here.
Yes.
So a number of Buddhists came to see me and wanted literature and technology. And we are supporting you. We have a good organization.
Did you have any connections with the Buddhist Congress?
The Buddhist Congress had seen Mr. Bandaranaike and presented some resolution they had passed. Some resolution passed. And Mr. Bandaranaike said, we generally accept this. We discussed with some of us. And he said, well, gentlemen, shall I say that we generally accept this thing? And he said, yes. That's it. Generally we accept this thing.
But taking the Buddhist Commission report,
yes,
which came out just before the election,
yes,
it is significant that Malasekara didn't sign that.
Didn't sign that, yes.
Isn't that so?
Yes, I think he had mentioned that, yes.
And, it's also significant that he got an OBE somewhere about that time.
That's right. The Buddhist Commission reported the report that way. put forward Mr. Mandalnaya and asked him, will you implement this? Well, we are in agreement with this point, I think. We have nothing to say, so we are certainly.
How did you run the campaign, since you were in charge of it?
Election campaign? Well, actually, we were not prepared for election at that time. Uh-huh. Not prepared. It's only 4 years. Hardly 4 years. We were less than 4 years. Money later on, except in the 25,000 rupees my wife gave, the rest of it gained from, he borrowed that money. But he wanted, the person was, it was actually